What it is, Joe, this is Eddie Siphon. You are listening to the Producer Dojo. This is the Producer Dojo. You got a lighter?
Yeah.
We all got lighters. I mean, hell yeah.
So we in the Producer Dojo. You know what I'm saying? My name is Eddie Cypher, Eddie Cypher Music. Welcome y'all back to the Producer Dojo. Got some senseis in here. First group discussion. In this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got E Slim. You got, you know what I'm saying?
Your boy, Jason. Y'all, Jason, okay.
You know, yeah, y'all can introduce y'allself.
My boy, Eddie C on the podcast. E Slim, we all gonna do this.
E Slim been here.
Mitch, you already know. We all finna get to it. I'm a guest, but at the same time, we all family. I don't even call myself a guest, so look at it like that, you know. We a big organization, about to become one family, so y'all stay in tune. And if y'all want that fire shit, y'all know what we gonna be.
Yeah, how y'all boys doing, man? Y'all doing all right, man?
Mm-hmm.
Good day.
Can't complain.
Just another day in paradise, I say.
Hell yeah, man. Hip hop, man, what y'all think, man? Rap game right now. Popping, who's not?
I don't even focus on that shit.
Yeah, I don't even listen to
rap games too commercial, but you know,
yeah,
ease his own. Hey, we can't guide nobody in that direction, but I just know one thing for sure, two things for certain. Like, rap game, I don't know. I feel like everybody falling in trend, so ain't nobody to set the standard in the rap game right now, so I ain't got no answer, no solid answer. I could have two people, but one has no.
You two people.
I'm a roll. I got 21 Savage. He on my list.
21 Savage.
Yeah, and Kodak.
Kodak. Why?
That boy Kodak, man. That boy Kodak going through some shit right now, man. Yeah.
That's his damn fault.
Hey, yeah, you do.
See, I can understand their music, and it's like, you know, when you understand a certain type of lyric, you know that it relate to you. So,
I fuck with 21, man.
Yeah,
21. He didn't grow up, man. He didn't did a lot of growing up, man.
Yeah,
I mean it's fucked up. They hit him with the. You're not from United States shit.
I ain't even know, but
I thought that was kind of fucked up.
I think it made a hilarious part of his career. Made it like, you know, him made it funny on his part of his career, but I don't know.
Career
part
his, hilarious.
His image.
What does a B part of the United States have to do with rapping?
I don't know. I guess he glorified himself as a character, you know.
But nah, man, I mean,
it's a knife.
He
glorified himself as an American. See, he
was born over there, man.
Yeah, he was born in.
But he was raised in Atlanta.
But, no, he was only in Atlanta for 5 years, though. But at the same time, he glorified, he betrayed the public eyes to make them think that he was American, you know?
I mean, East Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody took him as American. So until the folks caught him, so.
Yeah.
Story we told the rap game. Bullshit.
Is it really a big deal, though?
Man? Nah, it just fucked his image up as, like, you know, let's be real. I know cutting the bullshit. Hood, like, he fucked the image up for real, real hood credibility. Like, okay, you still got ties in the hood. We know you capable of doing such and such, but okay, you not no American.
You not an American, dude.
Straight up.
I mean, yeah.
I vibe to his music. I respect him to the fullest, but let's be 1,000. You not American, man.
You not American. I mean, yeah. You
do got something, you know. Like, same thing with Kodak Black. I fuck with him. He don't portray that, though. That's one thing. That's the difference between both of them. Mm. He okay with his religion, ethnicity, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Kodak Black.
That man hit it. You might as well say 21 Savage hid his ethnicity. As of somebody, like, he was Bin Laden or some shit. The bull that it gets him, like, god damn.
Yeah. Oh, man, it ain't sound like he Bin Laden.
Yeah, yeah, god damn.
21 Savage and Kodak, man. Who you listen to, man?
Man, I'm old school, so I couldn't really say it. It's really Eminem all day.
Eminem?
Yeah, that's it. I just still feel the sense right there. Speaking
on M, man, because you know what I'm saying? M, I ain't gonna lie, M is the greatest white boy I've seen.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Ritz?
Ritz, yeah, I heard of Ritz.
Ritz, got, he's pretty good too. Or,
I'll put.
Rest in peace to Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Mac Miller, my guy. Shout out that kids mixtape. I like that.
But as far as that lane, that Eminem lane, I mean, I would say that's like what the lyrical, the fast, the battle rap, you know what I'm saying, the Caucasian, if you want to call it. Yeah.
It really came from Tretch from North by Nature, though.
True.
Tretch, Cool G Rap, even Bone, all of them were doing that before him. That's where him got his stuff from.
I like his music too, because if you listen to
But I'm going to just be real. The man that they all, nobody don't really want to give the big homage to, you know this, Big L. The man that they want to do.
That man,
yeah.
30.
Yeah, but let him speak on it.
Go ahead, brother.
I was just going to say, Eminem, his words, you know, I listen to him, and he raps about, you know, shit that he go through his life, you know, daily problems. Like, and he doesn't portray things that he don't got. You know, he's not that type of character.
He's not. I mean, a man was making millions still wearing white tees and joggers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody look at him and just like, oh, he's the white boy, you know?
Like, I think what got him, man, is his fucking skills. The man is bad.
Yeah. He has a lot of determination, too.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, his skin just happens to be white. You know?
One of my favorite movies is Eat Mom.
That's one of my favorite, musical movies or hip hop movies, battle movies. You know what I'm saying?
I could just die trying because, you know, I got a little favorite for 50 Cent too.
Yeah, I mean,
like I said, he another one, you know, who started, you know, nothing and he made his own way to the top. You know, he rapped about the shit that he go through in his life.
And that's pretty much that whole camp. Like you say, you can say Eminem, you can say 50, you don't bring him up.
You know, that nigga Lloyd Banks?
Nah, I'm talking about Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
What you think about Dre, man? This guy over here, man. This guy over here.
I ain't saying nothing but facts.
This guy over here.
We do not fuck with Dre.
That's why I got the CD book. It's right here. Just the.
You fuck with Dre?
No.
I know, me neither. I can't even find it on my mind. Cause see, I feel like I'm not even discrediting him for nothing.
Yeah.
But I think 85% of his production, not any 85% of the productions are not him. I give him 15 to 20 at the most.
Yeah.
In the long run, like way back when the Chronic started, up until now.
He always had a team with him.
Yeah, and he made tracks for other artists. But as far as him making shit for him?
You could tell the difference between something he made and something him and a whole bunch of other people made together.
You got something to say about Dre, man? Because I ain't going to lie, man. Dre, to me, man, is one of my top producers. Man. I already listened to Dre like that.
Like the song Eminem made with Dre, I Need a Doctor. I was really into that song, you know. I really didn't listen to Dre like that. But I do know that Dre put E in the game, and you know, he, most artists, you know, when somebody put him in the game, they don't get the credibility, but Eminem, I always give him the credibility for helping him out.
He do.
Always, you know, looks out all the time.
But I never really looked at Dre as a rapper, man. I pretty much looked at his production. And his ideas now you say, you know, he did have people working with him, but was they his ideas or, you know what I'm saying, his, like just say Quincy Jones, for instance. That's Quincy had a plan, and he had people making his plan.
Well, see, Quincy wrote the sheet music and shit. Mm-hmm. And had compositions ever since like, the 50s on out. Like, he got whole symphonies composed by him that he wrote the music. Like, he could just give the sheet music to anybody and they could play it. But he wrote the sheet music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different level.
And you said Dre didn't do that.
Nah.
Dre didn't do none of that shit.
Like, you can't even compare that. That's like.
Yeah, like Cube. But that's a whole nother story.
Cube, he pretty much wrote everything, man. But I ain't gonna say everything. Like, Ren wrote some shit, too.
Yeah.
Ren held it down.
They ain't even know. It'd be the ones you barely hear about doing the most. It'd be the ones you barely, let me repeat that so the world can hear that. It'd be the ones you barely hear about that does the most. And that could account for all four of us, so you know.
I mean, the DOC did some writing too.
Yeah, he did a lot of writing. He the one wrote Dre shit, let's be honest.
He had to do a lot of writing because he couldn't perform after that accident. With his throat. He couldn't even speak right no more.
He fucked up his throat and shit. That shit crazy.
He still pinned that shit.
Right, who you listening to nowadays, man?
I ain't listening to nobody nowadays.
That metal was it get.
He said, fuck music.
He said, fuck that shit myself.
I mean, I gotta find. Ain't nothing really out there that's inspiring to me. Like,
right,
they
right.
just feel the same and sound the same. Mm-hmm. It's like,
right, right.
I could agree with you. That's why I said
I'm that, that's why I'm like, stuff. Nothing right now. Like, every now and then, one person might have one song that's straight.
And it is like you have to force yourself to listen to it, right?
Because
it's me. like you said, it's not even inspiring. Like, you be in the mode that's so motivating that you comfortable in and you try to adjust to certain music that it's not like you trying to fit in. Okay, you already have a standard, so you want to check other waves out, see what's going on. I want to that's why I said Kodak and 21 Savage, they got two different waves, but they aggression the same, so you know. And that's why I feel like their music, and I just want to talk about, okay, I want to talk about the music sales, like.
Music sales?
Yeah.
Who's selling right now? I mean, because a lot of motherfuckers is.
Spotify is selling.
It's, okay.
You know, a lot of motherfuckers.
Let me rephrase that. Okay, let me rephrase
it. Name money on some trick.
Let me ask that question again.
Get my $10 every month.
Yeah, who's selling?
Let me ask that question.
You got Cardi selling. 2 cents. You got Cardi selling.
She's selling a pussy. That's what she's selling.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let me rephrase that question. Okay. What artists you think? What artists you think selling, like, you know?
The most? Right now?
Yeah.
I'll say,
I like that shit.
I'm going to say Drizzy. Man. I'm going to say Drizzy off top. And Drizzy, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Oh, man.
That's just that nigga.
He's not the only one, though. Sound like Aaleah.
Man, I don't know who really selling.
That nigga took a whole Aaleah verse and put it on one of his joints.
To you know, they sales.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I just know who go platinum and this, that, and the third. I don't get into the sales and shit.
I mean, that's what makes...
Okay. What type of artist motivate you through your day? I got that's a question for all us, all you.
It's too many to even name.
Yeah, like what? No, that. Like be specific on like a certain move. Okay, let's break it down to three. Give me three answers. Okay, and certain three moves. Okay,
I'm gonna give you an example today.
day, right? We at work, right? I got a playlist. I got a playlist of 208 songs. Huh. Now, them songs just range from trap to old school tribe. You know what I'm saying? And those songs get me through the day. Like, some moves, man, I might hear some motherfucking, what's that nigga name? Kevin Gates or some shit. And turn the fuck up on them goddamn shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I hear some Kevin Gates. I do turn up.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And then, like, if I'm slowing down or some shit, some DMX might come on, or some Pac might come on. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling myself, some Big might come on. You know? It's just...
Okay, no, I'm saying three artists that you can stick with on three that artists. Mode, uncertain, indescribable moves, like three artists in the mood. You feel
me? I gotta have some Tupac. I gotta have some Pac, cause Pac had hits. Who else? Now, if I got three moves, that means I.
Like three moves in life.
I gotta narrow down the trap. I gotta narrow down trap to one person. That's hard, man.
Yeah,
it is. But if you want to be real brief about it,
I'm gonna skip over that. And then if you really want to go like bars, like
I'm talking about your life. These three moves dictate your parts of your life.
Like stuff you can relate to from your real life that they spoke on.
I gotta go with M.
They spoken on that you can relate to in your life.
M. Mm-hmm. M is one. If you want to take that route, M is one. Tupac is one. And I got it, man.
Which era Snoop?
Yeah.
Whoa! That ain't a tough one. You should be easy.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Chronic Snoop, man. I gotta go with the baseball cap Snoop.
Yeah.
I gotta go with the doggy style Snoop.
The young boy.
Yeah, I gotta go with that Snoop, because that is
the young boy.
Snoop had Snoop had some heat back then, boy.
All right, I'm gonna let you know my three, so okay. Alright, my first one, you know, I got to have Jeezy on there.
Now what mood is this?
Man? Okay, this is my mood. See, no, okay. My mood for the business, the trap / business.
Business, right.
Okay, business, Jeezy. You got to have that for the business. Okay, the trap. You heard of the rapper called Ra Ra, right?
Nah.
He would call Young Capone.
He's called Young Capone?
Yeah. But he changed his name to Ra Ra. He with T.I. Hustle Gang. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't call himself Capone.
Yeah. It was Young Capone back in the day.
So you got the business.
Okay. Then the trap. The trap is Young Capone. Yeah, the trap is
Young Capone.
I say the old Jeezy with business.
Yeah, the old Jeezy, yeah.
Which era?
Anytime he talked about numbers.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the Trapper Die 3 Jeezy, you know?
That nigga was going super big.
I listened to that whole album, and you can see the times that he enjoyed sometimes.
No gangsta grills, Jeezy?
Yeah, or we can go way back from that. I'm fanatic of all of that. Let's get to the seriousness of the point.
All right.
I'm good.
All right, you got the trap.
Okay, then the...
Trap, rah-rah, business, Jeezy.
Okay, and then...
Last move.
Okay, the last move. I'm going to bust it down a bit.
You gotta have a move, man, to relax, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, my mellow move is two art. No, it's two, and there's a blender on this one. A Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm.
And golly. Hey.
Yeah, man. You can't keep coming up with these things.
No, man. No. And
It's too many.
No, it's mellowed out. SWV. I go R&B, you know.
Ooh, that's... See, all right. See, I ain't know. I get it now.
See, yeah, I go mellow. See, that's the mellow relaxation period of the time. Because, see, the trap constantly play. But, you know, it's always going to be a mellow point in your life when you're with your woman, your wife, you know.
Yeah.
And you got to have some sense of thought. Like, that kind of music got to be on the rest period, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I grew
into
that. Yeah.
R&B, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That shit can relax you, dog.
Yeah.
Your ass can be pissed off or something. You know what I'm saying?
Like, fuck this R&B. I'm about to throw some Eminem right now.
I'm sorry, mama.
Hey, what's your three, man?
Your three moves? Eminem covered all.
Eminem covered all? Yeah, all three moves?
All three moves. And if you want to say something like trap, I'll go with 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And then for to set the mood right, you know, I choose a little T-Pain, you know, because T-Pain know how to set the mood right, you know what I mean?
T-Pain do know how to set the
speed. See, I'm an island boy, too. So I go, if I was supposed to throw in a little extra, I'll go Vibes Cartel, because he touched on a whole lot of stuff like that.
That is, man.
All in one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't
get... And I got a playlist of 268 songs, and that's all that's pretty much on there.
See, that's damn. That's 268. Damn.
I'll make have the playlist by the time lunch, so I'll be having some time.
I know mine was like 150, and it was just really R&B.
You got them all like mixed together, like you got your R&B with your trap.
Spotify, it was just one.
I could select play, you know,
I ain't check it
how I want it, you know. Yeah. And I'll pre-do it in the morning. I want to listen to this, you know, that, and it'll play just how I choose it.
See, I got the podcast on Spotify, so
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna flip
that premium.
So. I got one genre, 150 songs, R&B, like the 150.
I gotta check out your playlist, man.
I gotta check out that fire R&B shit playlist, man.
One R&B playlist with 150 songs. I
gotta see what you got on there.
It's like my ears R&B? Just been tweaking for different
shit. I gotta see what he got on there. What's your three, man?
I told you before, my top.
No, until like get the three
moves.
Even with the moves, it's too many. It's too damn many that I done ran into that I love.
So you ain't got no certain artists that stick in your head, like, literally, you know, like, your program, it ain't even like on no...
You got that shit saved, and then years gonna go by, you still gonna rock to that same song.
Yeah, like, it's gonna hit you. Like, it's like a battery.
It depends. If I'm in like a real, 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 real lyrical mood, I put on some Lloyd Banks all day.
Okay.
And just let him rip it to death.
Yeah.
Lloyd Banks did have some motherfucking punchlines, man.
What you mean? As soon as I heard that nigga, I wasn't even like, back when the whole G-Unit thing was popping, I didn't even want to be associated with it. Just because everybody was on it at that time, and I'm always gonna go the opposite direction of where everybody's on. But I couldn't deny that shit with Lloyd Banks. I was like,
Lloyd Banks, what the fuck did that nigga say? I remember a mixtape, man, I got back in the day. It was Lloyd Banks versus Fabulous. That would be a nice ass battle, man.
Lyrically, Banks got it, though.
What's up with him and 50, though?
You think so?
50 left the boys hung dry, and 50 hung the boys dry, man. God damn. The boy might got a little something, but they got laundry money.
But see, the thing about Lloyd Banks, 50 had to put him on the team just because he was that good. Like, he had went all the way back to where he from to get Lloyd Banks, because he knew Lloyd Banks from way back in the days before he got it big or anything. And he always knew Lloyd was like the rawest nigga he ever ran into.
I mean, he was the rawest niggas on the squad.
He was supposed to let him eat then. You can't bother nobody if they trying to build an empire. That's like stepping on your toes if you're trying to build something. Like, let's make clear about it.
Can you say the same thing about Slick Puller?
Nah.
Slick Puller was in the streets too heavy.
Yeah. Jeezy had no hands on him. Like, let's be 1,000 about that. You don't need telescope, eyesight, binoculars, all that to see that shit. Like, the man let him run around. Like, when you let, he just control the marketing and the distribution of the part of the deal, like, that's on you, the strokes of your project. Like, you know, no, that can't be the P. Diddy of the situation. Jumping all in the way. Like, and then that's bad for business. Let's be real, though.
Hey, but he was hard, though, man.
Jeezy wasn't hard on nobody.
No, I'm talking about Slick Puller. Slick Puller, yeah, he was hard.
It's like he...
But I never seen a Slick Puller for an album.
I wanted one.
I ain't even a flex. I like Slick Puller like that. But you gotta see the longevity of their bars. Like, that's where it put them in the predicament of, let's be real, okay. You're the longevity of your lyrics dictate if you are an artist for albums or an artist for mixtapes.
Like, nigga, you just be on the mixtape.
You have status for only creating mixtape.
Yo, have Slick Puller ever been on Jeezy album?
Yeah. He been on two.
Sometimes.
He been on two. He been on Motivate. He been on Motivation 1.
Two?
And 102.
He was on two.
Let's not forget the group project, the USDA one.
Yeah. But that was small, though. I can say that's like... It's like a 75-25 mixtape album. 75% album, 25% mixtape.
I could have sworn it said that on the cover, something along the lines, like the mixtape album.
Yeah, that's what it probably was.
It knew what it was to begin with, though.
Yeah, because Jeezy already know the strength to put in the project, like, you know. And it's all on the artist, too. Like, the effort you put in your music is the outcome you're going to get, so... Nobody can babysit you and make you do something in the studio. Like, what they pay you for? I want to get paid, you feel me? We on the urge of getting present, you know, paid for our... It's coming.
Who we pay you for?
Let's be real. Let's
All right, man, you say you got 150 songs, R&B?
Yeah.
All right, who you...
What's your top? I really can't get on top. Oh,
like your go-to songs, like out of that 150, your go-to.
Oh my goodness! It change up like twice. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. I just popped in Eric Benet. She like, I'm really popping in them R&B just for samples, like to slide in my next sample for my next project. So,
I feel you.
You know. Eric Benet had a song I played numerous times called News For You. And, you know, there's a little sample in there. I got to have it. Oh, yeah. So, shout out to my boy Eric Benet. Hey, we got to do something with that. But, yeah, back to the rap game, man. The rap game is not going to be... what everybody think is going to be in the next couple of years, man. What y'all think the rap game going to be in? How you think... what trend gonna be in the rap game within the next 5 years, everybody?
I don't know, man.
I already know, but I ain't gonna say it.
Nah, we can speak on that. Let it be uncut. I'm damn sure about to speak on it. I'm damn sure about to speak on it. I want to say hit the fan.
Cause think about it. 5 years from now, the cats that's popping right now, they're older. The Lil Uzis, the 21 Savage, the Kodak Black.
You really want me to say it?
All of them will be
exactly. Old. I'm gonna elaborate on it.
Now we gonna pause for the calls and take a little break. We'll be right back. Producer Dojo.
This is the Producer Dojo. What it is, Joe, this is Eddie Cypher, and you are listening to the Producer Dojo.
I saw them motherfuckers were just in there looking at it like it was normal.
Five years from now, man, I don't know, Jay-Z be old as fuck, cold.
Which they already is, though, you know. See, I don't even look at his state of rap. Like, you know,
I can't give him too much credit.
I know I can't, but see, I give him, I don't know where his lyrics come from. Like, I give him only 0.3.5% for the production of his lyrics. Like, you know, I like how he put it in. I like his delivery. Other than that, I can't assist no more credit for him, you know. I must keep it in those details.
I think hip hop 5 years from now will be
washed up.
Kind of washed up because right now everybody is trying to get into hip hop. You know exactly. What I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got like the other day, man, I was looking at Offset on ESPN. You know what I'm saying?
It's like they trying to do it. Like they trying to do what like everybody
get it now. Like, oh, that's money. That's mm-hmm. what they gonna bring me more, you know what I'm saying, attention because bam, just like the All-Star game or whatever. You got Meek Mill up in there, you know what I'm saying? It's just like
that's because rap ain't gonna pay for it.
Yeah, right. That is true too. But I think it's gonna probably be well, not 5 years from now, like 10 years from now, it's gonna be another version of hip hop. Like another version.
I hope it's a good version.
You know what I'm saying? Like this version will be
no, it never changed.
And the old well, school to our old school will probably be ancient.
And the rap game changed. You know what I'm saying? That'll be on some bullshit.
It'll be a new form of hip hop, just like you got EDM, they got like a certain trap, whatever. Like that, they take our trap and make it their own trap. I think hip hop will be something completely different.
Oh, like Pitbull did?
Like, but you have to understand ethnicity, though. You have to understand ethnicity, though.
But see, that's fine for him because he doing it for the people he come from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He is an island type of nigga, and he doing islander type of nigga music. So,
right.
That's still like back to his roots or his origins.
Well, it might not change, man. It might still be the same old fuckery, niggatry. What'd you think, man?
It'd be worse.
You think it'd be worse?
Washed up.
Washed up?
Yeah.
Washed up how?
Like, I'm already not into it, no.
All honesty.
I promise you, because see, all of them, I'm just going to say this, though. I can't keep it no real. Like, all of them, if you're not higher than the next or saying something in material or competing with them on a lyrical level, there's no wrong, there's nothing wrong with competition, but at the same time, if you ain't trying to fit in with the next, you ain't gonna make it. And I feel like the rap game,
that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. Who gonna be the forerunner for this shit? Like, who gonna stand up? I'm standing up already for the independent lane. Like, I don't support the mainstream bullshit, you know?
Hey, what you think about producers 5 years from now?
Producers always gonna elevate, but at the same time, we should work as a team. And the loyalty.
It's always somebody pulling the strings.
Yeah. And the loyalty, three, like us three, we're gonna add my bro Mitch in the picture with the production, but at the same time, us three, you know, you have to be put trust in your team. And you know, there's people out there that's.
They ain't really got a team, sure.
Yeah. And trying to get right.
What you think about the producers now, man? Besides.
Oh, I'm a producer myself, put that out there in the airways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, besides all of us.
Okay, producers now, I check for some qualities, like, you know, and then that get me bright ideas on what I need to touch up on, like.
Who are your favorite producers, like your go-to producers that you get inspiration from?
If you
making a beat right now.
I got.
You hear something like way back when.
I got four producers. I got DJ Toon for one.
DJ Toon, okay.
Okay, let's get down with it. Kanye, you know, I got to throw the Yeaster in there.
Somebody
with that boy Fresh. That boy Fresh. Okay. Yes. And I'm just gonna keep it real though.
It's a couple of few you the one who said four. I just said favorite.
No, I'm gonna go ahead. It's another one.
said. Go ahead. Let it be uncut.
You said let it be uncut. For real, goddammit.
For real?
Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with saying for real.
Nah. It was just the moment, like, okay.
That motherfucker made grinding, and he also made happy.
Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with for real, man. That man's, you know... I think for real, I ain't gonna lie, by me being from Chicago, and Kanye West is cool and all that, but I think for real is way better than Kanye West. And that's without Chad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's without him.
No, see, this is what you don't know. You might see a little of the scenes, but Chad helps with 99% of the beats. He helps with the beats. Like, Pharrell might be the late, they layer. They're a team, you know.
At first, Pharrell was like a Dr. Dre.
Yeah. But then you start seeing other people on the team, you know.
Yeah. And then when he got with Chad, you know, that's when.
He been with Chad.
He started with Chad.
He started with Chad.
Chad retired 99. Early.
That was what the Neptunes was, him and
the
Chad.
The Neptune, the clone.
I'm talking about like when Pharrell was like early Rumshaker days.
Yeah.
It was more than Rumshaker, like. That's what you don't know either. Like, Neptunes did album joints for niggas that you wouldn't hear unless you listened to the whole album. Like, they always had bits and pieces everywhere.
This is before NRD, before Grindr.
Mm-hmm. Before and after.
Yeah. No.
We talking about Neptunes.
Yeah, like, they got a unique sound that, like, when you hear it.
That's
Chad.
That's
Chad.
Pharrell was the drums. Chad was everything else.
So yeah. What you saying? I should say Chad is better than Kanye West.
Yes. That nigga retired early on everybody. Pharrell had to regroup. Took him some years to get on the level to where he ain't need Chad.
I mean, cause like I said, I mean, Kanye cool, man. But I'm starting to see not because his bullshit he going on right now. But as I really dig deep into other producers' catalog, I really see, man, that he came up with some hits. Yeah, he came up with some powerful punches. But far as catalog-wise and like he said, Chad and shit like that, man.
He needed help a long time.
Or Timbaland or somebody like that.
And Kanye West had help.
Yeah, exactly.
Timbaland helped Kanye West.
But there's nobody that didn't. Like, only person I can say that honestly I say, I'm going to say this. And we on live? Okay.
Yeah,
so this is true as a $1 bill. Manny Fresh, about the only person I can say had no right-hand man assist with him. Besides the artist that he worked with, that assist with the way the tracks wanted to be out.
Yeah. Out of your foe?
Yeah, Manny Fresh.
Manny Fresh?
Yeah. He had no assist, man. Like, out of all the producers. No, like, period.
He was the only producer on Cash Money all them years.
Yeah, I get you that. What you think?
I'm not much of a producer, but I like Kanye.
You like Kanye?
Yeah.
Who else you like? Like Timbaland, you know?
Nobody really. I like Kanye Beats more mainly.
Yeah.
Like Day and Night was one of the favorite ones I like too.
Who?
Day and Night.
Yeah. Cutty shit. I mean, Kanye, man. Kanye was my major inspiration, man. Like at the point when I found out about Kanye, I found his mixtape. Like he didn't even have an album, and most of the songs that was on College Dropout was on the mixtape. They were just like unmixed and shit. You know what I'm saying? So. For him, like for me being from Chicago and another dude from Chicago making that type of music that I love, that soulful ass hip hop, you know what I'm saying, shit.
What about Common?
Yeah, like for Common and shit, like that shit was amazing to me, you know what I'm saying? That shit was like my inspiration. And then from him to, you know, get signed to The Rock, he pretty much landed in a good space, but you know, that's pretty much Dame doing. You know, he ended up in a good space where he had to put legendary artists together. Like, I was thinking about the other day, like, man, he did put Freeway on the song with, you know, Mos Def or Jay-Z and Talib Kweli and shit. You know what I'm saying? He did do that shit.
Okay, how you feel about Lupe Fiasco being you from Chicago?
Lupe is one of the most powerful minds, you know what I'm saying? That as far as rap game, his mind is ridiculous, man. Like even to this day, like early Lupe, somewhat. You know, early Lupe, not like he is now though.
Okay, yeah, he done adapted. He done grew. So I like Lupe.
I say
the Lupe opposite. Now be in fields with katanas and shit like that, like doing karate and shit. That's the Lupe.
You ain't
now.
Heard the old Lupe.
I mean, yeah, he was speaking about it.
Nah, before Food and Liquor.
Before Food and Liquor.
This man got a whole catalog before all of that. Mm-hmm. Before Kick Push, before any of that shit, before Superstar, before all that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. By me being from Chicago, I was probably late, but I didn't know Lupe Fiasco until
his old catalog, much more.
No. To Chopped, the Kanye song, Touch Sky. That's the first time you ever hear Lupe Fiasco.
Oh yeah, that was a classic. Both of them made that. Both of them tagged him on that beat too.
Like.
Cause Lupe is a producer as well.
Like that's the first time I ever heard of Lupe. Just Touch the Sky. I ain't gonna lie to you.
The first time I heard of Lupe, Coop played it for me in his whip.
Man. What was
this was high school days, so we talking somewhere between 02 and 04.
Yeah. That one I heard Kick Push. 05.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, he got shit. He got some shit.
But as far as like skills and shit, I think he
probably second to none.
Yeah. That man got like his shit is crazy. And sometimes the shit go over people's heads and shit.
You gotta remember the three characters that recur in all his music. Cool. The first one is the streets. Mm. No, the first one is the cool.
Yeah, the cool.
And that's like a physical manifestation of everything that's, you know, quotation mark, cool.
Yeah.
You know, all the bad shit combined into one person.
Yeah.
Who that, Kanye?
Nah, Lupe.
The
second one is the game, and that's like the game, any type of game, like rap game, dope game, any type of, you know, something that exists that you call a game, but it really ain't a game. And it's described as like, he describes it as like a monster or some evil creature made out of all the stuff that's part of the game put together. And then the streets. He described the streets as a female who was once good, but through that street life, everything bad done happened to her, and she's like, almost like a
prostitute.
more like a, what's it called? A succubus.
Succubus.
The
succubus.
Sex demon. Like.
Sex beta kid? Sex kid?
Nah, sex demon.
Sex slave.
Sex demons.
Serenade you and all that shit, do little sweet things and shit, and then pretty much suck you real out. Man.
But see, he described the story of how she became that. She didn't start off like that at all. Yeah. It was all these different things that happened to her that led her to that.
Speaking of that, you can say the same thing about hip-hop, man. Because like one example that I can think of off the top of my head was that Nas and Scarface. They made a song called Fuck Hip Hop.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Favor for a Favor.
Nah. They pretty much took painted a silhouette of hip hop as a female, and throughout the years it's been used, you know what I'm saying, by the record companies, you know what I'm saying? She turned into a whore because everybody doing her now and shit.
It's true.
And she say she a middle-aged cougar.
She was bad, but she got turned out.
If you really think about it, man, like, if you think about hip-hop as a female, man, she is a middle-aged cougar right now. These young niggas was fucking her up. Bro.
She put it with all her teeth hip-hop. Gone.
Right. Like if you think of hip hop as a female,
she looking bad, and not in the good way.
Yeah.
That bitch is bad and bougie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Even though she fucked up, that's how she feels. But it ain't true.
There we go. Pause for the calls and take a little break. We'll be right back. Producer Dojo.
Sure to check me out on YouTube, the YouTube channel, The Producer Dojo, also Eddie Cypher Music, and also for all you gamers, Eddie Cypher Gaming, because sometimes we will be talking about games on here too, because, you know, producers like to get their sounds from video games. So be sure to like and subscribe, leave a comment, hit the notification bell if you can, if you will, please, and signing off.